If it's Saturday afternoon, it can only mean one thing, and that's that Northallerton Town will be playing Esh Winning in the EBAC Northern League Division 2, which is a fixture that seems to be happening every week at the moment. Following Northallerton's 6-0 victory over the same opponents last weekend, I'm expecting a much tighter game this time. Esh will not want to be on the receiving end of a similar scoreline again, particularly in front of their own fans, so I'm expecting them to set their stall out to frustrate Northallerton and maybe try and nick a goal or two on the break. As for the team news, well, Northallerton will be without striker Jamie Clark, who's away for his birthday weekend, so the big question is going to be who's going to come in to replace him. I guess the first choice would be Graham Cahill, who of course scored a lot of goals in pre-season, but has struggled to recapture that form in the league this season, and in fact he hasn't scored now since the opening day draw at South Shields. But this could be a good opportunity for him to stake a claim for a more regular starting place, and of course another good opportunity to perhaps get a good scoring run going. Other alternatives would be to move Danny McLaughlin back up front, where he's been playing on the right wing the last couple of games, where he's actually scored 3 goals, but of course he started the season as a striker. So that's another option that could be available, and that would also perhaps leave the way for Colin Anderson to return on the right-hand side of midfield. Of course, alternatively, Anderson himself can also play up front, so there's plenty of options for Mully to consider before he makes his final team selection tomorrow afternoon. Elsewhere in the team, I can't see there being too many other changes, and the back four and the goalkeeper have been performing particularly well, looking solid over the last few games. So I can't see there being too much changes going on there. While in midfield, Dale Elgee and Gav Parkin are starting to form a really good, strong partnership there. On the left-hand side, Jason Brazauskas has been one of the star performers for Town so far this season, you know, creating numerous opportunities. So I think it would be a major surprise if there were too many changes to the side tomorrow, but we'll see what Mully's plans are on the day. As for the game itself, Northallerton will go there full of confidence following 2 good wins over the Bank Holiday weekend, and it's certainly a game where if you're serious about being promotion candidates, it's a game that you really need to win, and it's certainly one Northallerton will go there expecting to win. As I say, it's not going to be easy. I think Esh are going to be particularly weary of what happened last week, and they're certainly not going to leave themselves as open again, so it should be a lot tighter game, but hopefully Northallerton can come away with a victory. We've got the video camera there again, so there'll be highlights on our YouTube channel either on Saturday evening or some point on Sunday. And there'll also be some audio interviews with manager Peter Mulcaster and one or two of the players. Hopefully Darren Coates will speak to us after the game, back on his old ground as well. So listen out for those. And there'll also be updates on Twitter and Facebook, the goals going in as they happen and stuff like that. So if you can't get to the game, you can still keep updated with everything that's going on. But hopefully you can get there and we'll see you at the ground. And hopefully it should be a good game. And hopefully by 5 o'clock, Northallerton will be coming back with another 3 points.